It's the sun's heating up.
Exactly. So here's my key point. You've had the guest on, the physicist, one of the heads of the British Royal Society, a top physicist, top German physicist, are saying that these superconducting supercollider cyclotrons, that there is a good probability they will create strangelets or black holes or chain reactions. This is the same stuff that created A-bombs and hydrogen bombs colliding particles. They're now doing that at these new super reactors they've got. They've got cross-species human chimeras for a decade, part cow, part spider, you name it. They have DNA guns. Of every of the Nobel Prize winners, I know you have as well, that fire randomly into human plant DNA in these assembly lines, giving rise to super viruses, super bacteria. What, 5 years ago, the government of Australia, quote, by accident, put out the code for the mouse pox that kills 99%+, almost 100% of all mammals it comes in contact with, and they put out the recipe on how to make it. These are the real threats, not carbon dioxide. And we've got hundreds of top microbiologists in bioweapons programs or in programs that could identify where it came from being murdered from Russia to the U.S. to England. The globalists have said in hundreds of documents that I have in my hand, George, that they do plan, once their world government's in place, to release controlled bioweapons plagues and kill the majority of us. World government is a means to an end. It is a control grid to tie us down as a society while they exterminate us. And it's the ultimate selfishness. It's just like Moonraker. You know, they make movies about real ideas, real things that are happening. And this is what they're pushing. And I don't want my children to die. I don't want to die. If Ted Turner thinks that we're so evil and we're so bad, he should convince his five children to go jump off a cliff with him. Or they can go out in the middle of the ocean on one of his yachts and they can all tie bowling balls to their legs. But until they start jumping off cliffs, I'm not going to sit here and hear that me and my family have to die because we put out carbon dioxide that plants breathe.